Okay, let's review Daf Chaf Beis of Masechet Shkalim, the very last Daf of Masechet Shkalim. The Mishnah and Halacha Gimel has four opinions when we would burn Basar Tamei in the Azara and when we would burn it outside of the Azara. Essentially, there are two factors. Where did it become Tamei? Did it become Tamei B'Firim? Did it become Tamei B'Chutz? And was it Nitma with an Avatuma or a Vladatuma? So there's someone that would say each of the possibilities, meaning either we would always burn it B'Fnim unless you have two reasons to burn a b'chutz, namely that it became tamei b'chutz and it was nitma with an avatama, or you would say no, we always burn a b'chutz unless there are two reasons to burn it b'fnim, namely it became tamei b'fnim and it only became tamei anyway with the vladatama, or it depends totally on the issue of where it became tamei, just burn it where it became tamei, or it depends totally on the issue of whether it became nitma b'avatama or nitma b'vladatama. Then there is a machlokas how we define vladatama in the context of our Mishnah. Does vladatama mean that it's a Rishon L'Tumah, so that which becomes Tameh from a Vlad HaTumah is a Sheni, or maybe only Tumah D'Rabbanan if it's a Kli, or do we just mean that Vlad HaTumah when we use the word Vlad HaTumah, we mean Tumah D'Rabbanan? The Gemara also tells us that Shkolim and Bikurim, the Mishnah, actually the Gemara right before the Mishnah, tells us that in Halacha Dalit, tells us that Shkolim and Bikurim are only Noeg B'fnei Abayis, when we had a Beis HaMikdash. But all the different types of Meiser, Meiser Dagar, Meiser Behema, Becharos, all of that is Noagin, Bein B'fnei Habayis, Bein Shalom B'fnei Habayis, whether we have a Beis HaMikdash or not. Now the Gemara tells us that the Musafim of Shabbos come before the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh because of Tadir, but even though the Shir of Rosh Chodesh would come before the Shir of Shabbos, because we'd always need to be Mefarsim when it's Rosh Chodesh. Not everybody was so familiar with when it was Rosh Chodesh, so we wanted to be Mefarsim, something like that. There's also Machlokas Tanaim, we said Shkolim and Bikurim are not Noig Bizman Hazeh. Let's say a person was Takamaktish Shkolim and Bikurim. Does it become Kadosh Bizman Hazeh? So there's Machlokas Tanaim on each one, on Shkolim, and another Machlokas Tanaim on Bikurim, between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Then the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a machlokas whether a ger still has to be makdish money for a carbon bizman hazeh. It used to be that part of the process of becoming a ger was the carbon. So do we still include that as part of the process? You can't bring the carbon, but maybe he has to designate money and be makdish it to bring a carbon for later on when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Or do we say, no, that's a terrible takala to have hegdish money lying around. So maybe they stopped it b'pnei ha-takala. And b'dieved, it would still be kadosh. Though, meaning even though they stopped it b'mipnei ha-takala, since technically you could still use that money years and years later, so b'di'evit it would still be kadosh. When it comes to shkalim, it's different. By shkalim, when they stop doing it b'mipnei ha-takala, even b'di'evit it's not kadosh, because you're not even supposed to use shkalim from previous years. You're only supposed to use shkalim from that year. So when they determine that you're not supposed to be makdish shkalim anymore, they determine to do away with it entirely, the whole concept of being makdish shkalim. That's essentially the summary of Daf Chaf Beis and the end of Maseches Shkalim.